Just a couple of months ago, on June the 24th, we celebrated the feast of the Nativity of St. John the Baptist, the son of St. Elizabeth and St. Zechariah. And we observed at that time how the Blessed Mother came and she brought Jesus, and he was immediately released from original sin in the womb of his mother, St. Elizabeth. And Elizabeth exclaimed, under the power of the Holy Spirit, that the child in her womb leapt for joy. And it was at that time that the Blessed Mother proclaimed the wondrous hymn which we say every day in the office of Vespers, the Magnificat. My soul doth magnify the Lord. Now we see a couple of months later that St. John the Baptist fulfills his destiny. This is about 30 years later. He has pointed out the Messiah, Jesus Christ, and has baptized him, which was his role. It was his mission in life. And then he continued to preach until it was his time. And among other things, he preached about the moral life, for people to observe the commandments, and to do good and to avoid evil. Well, he was doing this indeed. And when you do that, I can assure you, many people are very angry with you because you're pointing them out, even if you don't say their names. They know who they are. They know what they've done. And so Herodias, the wife of Philip, the brother of Herod, had come to live with Herod as his wife. And as a result, was giving scandal, public scandal. And of course, we know that it is the teaching of the church that anyone who gives public scandal must give public reparation, must make public reparation and ask forgiveness of their sins. Publicly, they're not private sins, such as we see our politicians and many of our churchmen who commit public sins. They have to make public reparation or else their punishment will be hell eternal, without a doubt. And so Herodias would not do that, of course. So she hated John the Baptist. She succeeded in having him held in prison, in the dungeon. But Herod was so taken with him, he admired him and he feared him, that he would go to see him in the dungeon and have him preach to him, which he loved, but Herodias hated. Of course, there came an occasion, as we see in the gospel, when it was the birthday of Herod, and he gave a sumptuous banquet. And the daughter of Herodias came out and danced about the floor in the center, amusing the others. The fathers of the church said she danced sensuously and provocatively. And the officials that were there, that were mentioned by St. Luke, were enthralled with the girl, who was probably maybe 18, 17 years old. And so they were very happy. And so Herod, in his usual boisterous way, promised to give her even half of his kingdom. And of course, what's interesting is his kingdom was not his. It belonged to Caesar. He was just governing it in his place. It was not his. But he makes this boast. Many people boast a lot of things that are not true. And so she went back and asked her mother, "What shall I ask for?" Now, she could have asked for bags of gold and been happy with it forever. But the mother was filled with hatred for John the Baptist. And there is nothing more insidious and evil than the hatred for a great sinner to a great saint. And so she asked, very simply, "I want his head on a platter." And so Herod did because he was ashamed to go back on his word. His pride was more important than justice. So he committed a great injustice and decapitated St. John in the dungeons, and the head was brought up, and then she presented it to the mother, who then probably just tossed it away. But St. Luke tells us that, or St. Mark tells us that the disciples of St. John came and retrieved his body, including his head, and buried it. And today, the head of St. John the Baptist, the principal part of it, there are little pieces here and there. So some people claim to have the head, but they don't really. The head of St. John the Baptist is in the Church of St. Sylvester in Rome, where I'm sure today many thousands of pilgrims came to venerate him. And when you look at the head, the skull of St. John the Baptist in Rome, you see that there are little squares. And those are little squares of his bone that have been taken and replaced with another bone. And those are the heads that other people claim to be the head of St. John the Baptist. But the head is in Rome, in the Basilica of St. Sylvester. We pray today to St. John the Baptist for all popes, bishops, cardinals, and priests to preach the truth about life, about the sacraments, and especially in this day and age, the sacrament of marriage, the sacrament which constitutes the holy institution of the family. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.